Here's the top New Year's resolutions for 2020. 1. Lose weight. 2. Control finances. So Farmers and Merchants Bank has turned our drive-thrus into jog-thrus. Now you can jog through your favorite drive-thru and take care of business while you lose weight. Just kidding, but we can help with your finances. Relax and watch our Money IQ videos at mebanking.com or come by and talk to a real person. That's so 2020. Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
We welcome you into the Bombers postgame show here on Classic Hits 101.7 as Mount Zion has just won their second consecutive first Arkansas Bell Bonds Tournament Championship by defeating Farmington today 45-34. Congratulations to Coach Josh Fulcher and the Mount Zion Bomber boys for getting this tournament title victory. Let's go ahead and name our Dewey and Sons player of the game. And I'm going to give a split on this one. I'm going to give it to both Wyatt Gilbert and Matt Jones. I thought they were absolutely key in this victory, especially with both being in double figures. Wyatt Gilbert ended up with 15 points, Matt Jones with 13 points. Other scores for Mount Zion: Abe Crawford ended up with 6 points, 5 for Satch Harris, 4 for Dawson Tabor, and 2 for Jake McGee. For Farmington, no one was in double figures. 6 points each for Marquavian Watson, Carson Simmons, and Noah Disharoon. 5 points each for Logan Landwehr and Joe Martinez. Logan Landwehr and James Payne. 3 points for Devontae Donovan, 2 for Cade Young, and 1 for DeCorey Thomas. This game had no ties except for 0-0 and no lead changes either. Both teams did a fairly good job taking care of the ball. I got Farmington with 7 turnovers and Mount Zion with 5. So it's a pretty good job by both teams taking care of the ball. It is Mount Zion getting the victory, and they will improve to 8-4 on this season. And Farmington is going to drop to 7-5. So with that victory, Mount Zion is going to go into the new year with their second straight First Arkansas Bell Bonds Tournament title. And they'll be off until January 7th when Mount Zion has their non-conference finale against Russellville. So again, Mount Zion wins by 11, and we're going to have the girls' championship game as Mount Zion is getting ready to take on Rogers in this girls' championship contest. And that will be coming up in about probably in about 6 minutes or so. We'll join you then. Again, our final score today was Mountain Home defeating Farmington in this boys' championship game, 45-34. You've been listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.